Great to join you, Glenn.
How many towns, Minister, in regional WA will become super towns?
Well, we're still going through a fairly rigid process to determine that. I've asked the Development Commission to nominate communities that they think should be part of the program. The Regional Development Council, which is the chairs of each of the Development Commissions, have worked to prioritise that. We've got an agency working group strongly represented by WA Planning Commission and the Department of Planning, given that's the real focus of the first phase of the Supertowns project. They still have to consider those recommendations, and finally, the Cabinet needs to finally endorse that. So there's still a way to go. No announcement yet, but I know there's a lot of excitement about the communities that want to be part of the program.
And what is the criteria overall, in a general sense?
Well, essentially, we know that the West Australian population is going to grow very strongly. There's talk of it doubling in the next 30 to 40 years. Regional Western Australia, I believe, needs to be able to take advantage of that. And while our regional cities, the Geraldtons, Kalgoorlies, Albanys, will continue to grow strong, we believe the next tier of towns down should also have some focus with proper planning and proper infrastructure investment to allow them to grow as well. That planning work and investment has never been undertaken. The Supertowns project is about that, with a strong focus on where are the areas with the strong economic drivers that will probably see them gain more than average growth over the coming years.
So in your opinion, looking at the criteria, which towns shape up better in your region, Meriden or Northam?
I've been very determined to have a process that is driven from the grassroots. The Development Commission have had the role of nominating their towns in their commission. That's then going to be prioritised by the Regional Development Council. Some expertise from WAPC and planning put across that, with a Cabinet decision finally. So my opinion in that process is actually not that relevant.
And who makes the final decision, Minister?
Cabinet will make that final decision. I'll take some recommendations from that process to Cabinet. That is probably at least a month away yet.
Final decision be about a month away, you say?
I would have thought so. As I said, we're strongly into this process at the moment. The Regional Development Council is looking at this. The agency working group putting some expertise behind it. As I said, we want to make sure that that we have a strong criteria to justify the choices, and most importantly, that we start to enable more communities in Western Australia to take advantage of the growth. But I also need to add that the growth of regional Western Australia starts at the smallest town and the smallest community. They are the feeder communities that need to see their regional centres as strong regional centres and destinations for health and education and retail and government services. Those communities need to feed up to the regional cities, the Geraldtons, the Kalgoorlies and Albanys. And we need a strong capital city to be the focal point of the state. So I think what we're really trying to say is that for a long time the focus has only been on the capital. We want to extend that across the length and breadth of regional WA.
How long after the final decision does the cash start flowing and things start rolling out?
It'll be a while. We've got our money in the budget, but we want to put some detailed planning around some of the local priorities. Every local community has got their investment priorities that they know of. We just think that some detailed planning with the WA Planning Commission and Department of Planning actually just shores up that decision making. I don't think you start to invest before you have those detailed plans if you want to make the right investment decisions. And in many of these communities that we're talking about, that detailed planning has never been done. They've got scheme amendments that have been waiting for WAPC approval for many years. There's been strong criticism that the WAPC and Department of Planning haven't had the resources to focus on those sort of tier towns underneath the Geraldtons and Kalgoorlies. We think it's important to empower WAPC and the Department of Planning to put those resources in. We've shown in the Pilbara that with proper planning, you can get the investment decisions right and attract private sector investment. We want to make sure that spreads across more communities in WA.
Minister, are you concerned once the decision is made that those that miss out may feel a little bit aggrieved and they are parochial, they believe their community is the one that should get it?
Oh, absolutely, Glenn. That is always the way. But as I said, we believe that as well as, you know, Directions 2031 is the blueprint for the growth of Perth and the Peel. We've got strong plans for the regional cities, the Geraldtons and the Kalgoorlies. The Supertowns project is about the tier of communities under that. But I think, as you've seen with our Southern Inland Health Initiative, we understand that every community needs to have a doctor, every community needs to have strong emergency care, every community needs to have important infrastructure and facilities. So I don't think anyone misses out from this. This is about a strong planning approach to the very strong growth that regional Western Australia is going to see over the coming decade.
Well, Minister, thank you for outlining the process. Safe journey. Thanks for taking the time out this morning.